I'm here to give you the latest from Africa.
On I'm a celeb.
I'm all the dumb shit the celebs have been up to.
All right, while we wait for producer Maddie to get him on the air, I want to play this audio.
Oh, the farting one?
Yeah, so this was from, the second or third episode. It was pretty early days. Tommy Williams went down to the, what is it, like a sink or something to wash the dishes?
He removed himself from camp.
Yes. He had a very interesting reason why. And Erin, who we had on the show yesterday, was there to capture the whole thing.
I offered to do the dishes. I thought I'd just discreetly get a little bit of time on my own to allow myself to pass some wind.
I'm totally...
Oh, so sorry. I'm so sorry.
What an introduction. He joins us on the air right now. Tommy Williams.
Oh, Gondi, man. How are you, man?
I'm good, mate. Long time. No chat.
Oh, Ash, yeah, it's great to be on the show, man. Yeah, really great, really great. How are you guys going?
Yeah, we're good. Did you just hear that audio we played, Tommy?
No, I didn't. No, I've just come on the line before. What did you play, the good stuff or the bad stuff?
It was where you went down to the sink to break wind and you didn't know...
And dropped your guts.
Yeah, you didn't know Erin was there. One of my favourite moments from the show. Take a listen to this.
I'm totally...
Oh, so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, look. You know, when you go on I'm a Celebrity, everything goes out the window. You know, you lose all sense of bodily functions, sensibilities, the whole thing. So, yeah, if that's a starring moment, I will take that.
Yeah, well, Tommy, we were trying to work out, was that real or was that something that Channel 10 have kind of thrown the sound effect in there to make it worse?
Gondi, man, I was like choked that thing for about 2 days and I was like, I need to go and have a little private moment because
it.
I'm a private guy.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I thought I was like doing the dishes by myself, have a little sly look over my shoulder and I'm like, the coast is clear. No, it wasn't. Erin was there. So, yeah, no, there's not many places in the jungle where you get a little private time, so you just got to let it rip.
All right, well, Tommy, respect to that, man. That's not all we'll chat about here. Let's get on to some other stuff.
I was quite enjoying that. Yeah.
How was the rest of the time in the jungle post-fart?
Oh, man, it was epic. You know, I just loved it. I would not take one single second back at all. And if you said to me, you're going to go back in there, I'd go in a heartbeat. It was the most amazing experience I've ever had. And I feel so much more fulfilled as a man and as a person to do it. So, yeah,
Tom,
I feel really, really lucky.
I really felt for you. In fact, I was crying in my own lounge room when you were facing your fears with the snakes, when you had to swim through the water and pop your head up into those little boxes that were filled with various bits and pieces. And then you got to the snake box. And just the way that you held yourself and pushed past that fear, was absolutely crying. I knew how you felt. Was that the most scariest thing you've ever done?
Oh, easily. You know, you summed it up right there in one sentence. The most scariest thing I've ever done. You know, you can have children, you can delve into the most deepest, darkest fears that you have, but yeah, that moment right there and right then was definitely the most harrowing time of my life. And I overcome it, you know, and it was something that I needed to do.
You can
and
do anything now.
That's the beauty of the program. Well, you know, yeah, I think so, you know, because snakes were my kryptonite, you know. So if anything takes the power away from you and you can overcome that, well, you know, your life can forge forward. So, you know, I'm sure me and the snake will come across each other in the future, but I won't be running away, you know, at Mark 10. I will probably be sitting there going, okay, mate, you know, it's a showdown.
And look, Tommy, I'm sure your kids one day would love to hear that they got compared to a snake pit. So that is just great stuff as well.
Oh, thanks, Gordy. Yeah, good to hear your voice, man. Mate, really great to hear your voice, you guys.
When people get out of the jungle, they're just happy to talk to anyone other than who they've had in the jungle for those weeks. So, Tommy, you're a beautiful man. It was a beautiful time in the jungle. And thanks for joining us on air. It's just gone 8:20. We know you've got other interviews to get to, but thank you.
Good on you, Tom.
Thank you.
Nah, all the time in the world. Thanks for the ops, guys.